And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can stream DirecTV satellite-free.
Hey, Frank, a little birdie told me you don't need a satellite dish to get DirecTV.
What's little birdie?
Was it Jimmy the Sparrow?
It's a figure of speech. Point is, you can stream DirecTV over the internet now.
Oh, sure. Next you're going to tell me those big birds are made of metal and filled with people, right?
You mean airplanes?
Stream DirecTV without a satellite dish. Call 1-800-DIRECTV. Terms or restrictions apply.
Good morning and welcome to episode 1056 of Down to Dunk. You can find us on The Athletic and anywhere else you subscribe to your podcast. Go to theathletic.com/down2dunk and get The Athletic for half off. This podcast is brought to you by DirecTV Stream. Get your TV together with the best of live and on demand. Learn more at directtv.com. I am Luke. Joined this morning by Andrew.
I gotta say, I'm just fired up to be here today. Pretty cool. Pretty damn cool.
Woo! Slam through.
Taylor.
What did the drummer call his twin daughters? Anything?
Tom Tom.
No, that's a good one. And a one and a two. Sugar, how you get so fly? Oh, sugar, how you get so fly? Sugar, sugar, how you get so fly?
Slam through.
And Jay.
It's Jay.
Wow.
When's the last time you heard that song?
Just now. He sang it.
Who is that?
Who is that?
The internet says...
Let us know. If you're in the chat.
The internet says it's Robin Schultz, but I don't think that's the one I'm thinking of.
Don't know that one.
Taylor will be back here in 30 minutes.
Yeah. I have a quick announcement to make.
Lay it on us.
Baby Bash is the
Lay it on me, dog.
Featuring Frankie J. No, sorry. Continue.
Important things.
Just want to encourage all Down to Dunk listeners to clear their calendars for November 15th.
Ooh.
Because we are going to have a Down to Dunk night at the Oklahoma City Thunder Arena.
Oh, what?
The Paycom Center.
The Paycom Center. So we will be there. We're going to do a podcast live before a game. It's against the Miami Heat.
Mm-hmm.
And then we are going to sit together as a Down to Dunk community at this game. You're going to be able to buy tickets through the Thunder website, through some sort of Down to Dunk link. And then we will all sit together. We will all make up chants together. We will then have some other festivities that I'm trying to lock in.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and this is not us just doing this. This is an official.
This is the partnership.
This is with the Thunder.
Yes, this is the Oklahoma City Thunder calling and saying we would like to do this, and we are going to do it. So,
is this also because they tweeted down to Dort?
This is
called and said we're going to sue you unless you do a down to dunk night.
This is payment for using down to Dort. Is what this is.
That's right.
No, so. We don't have the link yet, but I'm just telling you, clear your calendars if you would like to be there.
November 15th.
It's going to be a really fun night. And who knows? The Thunder could get destroyed by the Heat, but we'll still have so much fun.
It will be a lot of fun.
So be there. Just plan to be there.
Be there or be square.
Yeah.
Good one.
Yeah. That's a great one. All right, nothing's really going on in the basketball world.
Yeah.
Still waiting on Ben Simmons.
I was going to say, just still the Ben Simmons saga.
Yeah.
Who cares?
Literally no movement on it.
Ryan
Windhorst mentioned on Hoop Collective, he's like, literally nobody is talking about it right now.
Last I saw, he just met with the Sixers again, and they said, hey, we can't find a trade for you, so let's just try to work this out. And he said, no.
He said, no.
He said, nope, I won't be at training camp.
Who does Ben Simmons think he is?
I mean, I kind of understand it from his point. He is good. I mean,
it is easy to forget that, but he did pass up a wide-open dunk
But they're
in
not
in the playoffs.
Yes. And that's why he should be traded, and that's why he shouldn't be on the Sixers anymore. But the Sixers could have traded him. They're just not getting the value back that they would like to get for Ben Simmons.
And on, so, in addition to that, like, you have the reality that Daryl Morey does not care about chemistry.
No.
Doesn't care a bit about it. So he's trying to extract, which he should, extract maximum value out of a guy that is at his lowest value in his probably career. And in addition to that, he has told them and the world through Rich Paul that the only three teams he wants to play for are three teams that have no way possibly to get him on their team.
I think the only way that
Philadelphia would buy in on, like, hey, here's some scrap pieces from the Warriors. Like, no thanks. And I don't know why the Warriors would want Ben Simmons. Like, I know he's
good.
He's if good, Clay, but it's
if
like
Clay's back and good. I kind of get it.
If you could get Ben for like their rookies and Wiseman,
Wiggins,
Kuminga,
and Moody. But why would the Sixers want that?
They don't.
Right, they don't. No. I don't think Daryl Morey's going to budge with the trades that are on the table right now unless Embiid came and was like, hey, if Ben's on the team next year, I'm not going to play. Or something crazy like that. You know, that's like, I don't know what it's going to take.
I don't know. Can't wait for it to unfold. But I
We're only, what, 2 weeks away from training camp?
Roughly 17 days.
Perfect. Rough estimate.
Yeah.
Yeah. Roughly exactly 17 days.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That's crazy. It's always, I always remember this every year as you're like, once football season's here, it just sprints to basketball season, which is great.
Jay, you only have to watch like two more NFL.
And then I don't have to pretend to enjoy it anymore.
Exactly.
Yep. Okay.
What do y'all want to do?
All right. This is from Reddit that I thought was interesting. This is from the Reddit user, DeBoss Can Sock Me. Okay. And he asked the question, which players almost joined your team but didn't happen? So he has some examples like Tim Duncan going to the Magic or they, might be a woman, might be whatever. Let's not get into that. Like Tim Duncan going to the Magic to team up with T-Mac and Grant Hill, or Paul Pierce almost joining the Mavs, which I had no idea about that. Dirk getting offers from LA and Houston years ago, or Kobe joining the Bulls.
Oh yeah. Kobe joining the Bulls was like a real thing for like Luol Deng and Andres Nocioni. And
that's crazy.
Yeah.
That would have been so weird.
Yeah.
But pretty cool.
Pretty cool.
Who almost joined the Thunder? So my the first two names that I think of are Pau Gasol. And Brooke Lopez.
I'm not 100% sure what you just played.
Pau Gasol.
You know what that is?
I do. All right. OMC.
Yeah.
Dang.
Driving down the freeway in the hot, hot sun. So I don't know how close this got, but some of the ideas of who were trade partners for James Harden, that I don't know how close those got, and so I know it's not really fair to kind of go that direction, but knowing in hindsight that they were pursuing both Beal and Klay Thompson.
Yeah.
Like separately, not in one giant deal where James Harden for Klay and Beal would have been tight. But
yeah, that brings exceptional pain.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, it does.
You know, I'm at the point of acceptance. And to be honest, you know, I don't know. I don't know how close anybody else was. The Thunder don't tell anybody.
I mean, Gasol is the one, right?
Yeah.
Like, he was the one that
really...
Was he
still good at that point? I can't remember.
He was good enough to start and play a lot for this team. I mean, this team was playing freaking Derek Fisher. He was better than Derek Fisher.
True. Well, or if you look at the whole summer of... If you want to really just, you know, pour some salt in the wound, like the whole summer of 2016, like Al Horford was going to come.
Yeah, Horford was a big one.
You know, like they were going to have a lineup of Horford...
Oladipo,
Russ, Adams, KD. Russ, KD,
yeah, that's pain.
That's true.
It's a bonus coming off the bench.
Yep.
Oh man, the pain.
Yeah, there's a lot of pain associated with those thoughts.
Tyson Chandler.
Tyson Chandler is
that's the big one.
Is a big one. We had him. He was in the bag.
Oh, true.
He's on the way.
So I guess it doesn't qualify.
It does qualify because they nixed it. I mean, that's got to be
Dr. Yates, renowned orthopedic surgeon, disqualified him physically.
And then he
loser.
Immediately won the defensive player of the year.
He went and played like 2 years. And then
won a title.
Yep.
Won DPOY in New York.
And that was like with Dirk. That was back when you could have a true center like that and it didn't really muck up.
Yeah, anything. If you had Tyson Chandler for the scrap pieces that they traded, you're not ever going to trade for Perk.
Right.
So yeah, you don't trade for Perk. You still keep Jeff Green. You can trade Jeff Green for
Or you trade him for something else. Klay Thompson or Brad Beal.
Can you imagine if we had Tyson Chandler for those years that Perk was here?
Hey, John's back toy, bigger and better.
Like 2012, the finals?
Yeah, they probably win.
I mean, it's the big. We talked about this before. It's the biggest what if because the Mavs don't win the title that year.
Right. Yeah, there's no way they win the title that year. Do we beat the Mavs that year?
Yes.
With Tyson Chandler, yeah.
They don't even get to the finals, probably.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
The Western Conference Finals.
Isn't it weird to think about like that team being in the Western Conference Finals, though?
Yes. Too? So young.
We took it for granted like so much.
Oh, my God.
And think about like how...
It'd be like in 2 years.
Yeah.
The Thunder are in the Western Conference Finals.
Yeah. You know like how difficult it is to get to the Western Conference Finals? Like so many teams just don't ever make it.
Mm-hmm.
Or they make it like once. And we're like, oh, this is cool. We're in the Western Conference Finals.
You know? We were like,
this is pretty cool.
Yeah, I remember that.
Did the Thunder make it three times?
Let's see.
Or more.
So that was only the second year they had made the playoffs. 11. The year before that was when they lost in six to the Lakers in the first round.
11, second year 12. Was Western Conference Finals.
Third year was finals.
Yeah. Fourth year, the Westbrook injury.
Yeah.
Did they make it the next year?
No, when the next year, what, in Plagues of Egypt?
Yeah, I think that's right. I think they've made it four times.
Yeah, because that year that the Westbrook injury was when we went
to they lost to the Grizzlies in the second round in the quarterfinals.
Yeah, and they lost to the Spurs, too, in the West Conference Finals.
Yeah.
Yeah. Woo! That's cool. I mean, that's cool, though, like to think about like how much that team actually did, though. Because so many teams would just fight to just be that. Like, think about it, like how hard the Wizards are fighting right now just to be the sixth seed.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for years. Mm-hmm. They're just like, gosh, if we could just be the sixth seed, like, we would just be elated. If we could just lose in the first round and maybe win one game, like, that's what we want to do.
It makes me, like, depressed in advance of what's ahead of us.
Yeah, like, when we're all in our 50s and 60s.
Just knowing, like... You want to talk about, for us, everything had to align for that to happen.
Yeah.
And we thought that's what NBA basketball was.
Right. And so we're looking at this team right now that we're like, I don't know. Shea is good. Is he a top? At that point with Russ and KD, you had two top 10 probably guys. Is that fair?
How early? Because I don't think Russ was considered
was definitely
that.
Not.
I just remember in the finals him scoring 47 points or something in one game on high efficiency. Like, he was incredible at that point. So maybe he wasn't top 10, but he was trending that direction.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He was an MVP within 5 years.
Clear number two guy.
Or 6 years.
Yeah, but, yeah.
So I think that you're looking at this current construction and thinking, all right, so if the ultimate goal was to get back to that level, are we 10 years away? Like, is the Shea iteration just going to be a team that is going to be in that middle tier?
Okay, so like, this is what I'm worried about. We're all in our 50s and 60s, and we look back and we realize
none of it was worth it. Every Friday morning for the last 40 years, wasted.
We think we're going to sound like we're 100 when we're 50 and 60.
The thing I'm trying to say is, like, we have to recognize that you have to have some things break your way.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, every team has to have stuff.
Unless you're a team that can just... The Lakers. Like, fumble your way to landing LeBron James and Anthony Davis.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden it's like, oh, yeah, we're right here.
I mean, I have more. I think I have more hope than you do then, Jay.
Which is a weird turn. Because you've been a little bit more on the, this is going to be a process.
It's going to take, well, it is going to take time. But to say that, like, we're going to be so disappointed about what's going to happen, like, we just, the truth is, like, we don't know.
We don't know.
I mean, if they get the number two pick in this next draft, and they draft a guy that's really, really good to put with Shea, and then you're just, hopefully, one of the other guys on this team pops, right?
Poku, yeah, Poku's
Giddy, going to. Whoever it is.
Baisley.
Baisley. Like, Tort. Yeah, one of them. Just one. Mm-hmm. To Derek pair Favors. With them. And then they're probably bad for another year because they're so young. Mm-hmm. And you get one more top 10 pick. And then you still have 15 first round picks mm-hmm. to trade for somebody.
I think maybe what...
I mean, there is a way that this works out so well
yeah.
for this team. Because not only are they going to have all the picks, they're going to have also a ton of young players. Because they're not drafting one guy. In the next draft, they have three first-round picks.
Potentially. Unless the Suns are bad or the Thunder are good. So they'll have three.
They're going to have three first-round yeah. picks in this next draft. So that means three players. Another two players, like you hope you get your lottery pick, and then another two players were like, if one of them pops, like a Serge Ibaka had to, right? Or Reggie yeah. Jackson. Like, if one of them from this past draft and these
Trey Mann.
Next two guys, yeah, if one of them, we're not even counting on all of them, we're just talking about one of them in addition to
Shea. It's a lot of bites at the apple.
That's what this is all about. And if you just have a couple guys that do it after you're biting the apple, and then let's say the Wolves crash and burn, just absolutely crash and burn. The Thunder haven't drafted a center yet. And Towns is like, I'm done. Mm-hmm. And the Wolves are like, okay, we just want to build around Anthony Edwards. The Thunder call him and say, hey, we'll give you seven first-round picks for Karl Anthony Towns. And then you have Shea, Towns, whoever is good, whoever else is good on the team.
Mm-hmm. Giddy.
And like that's...
Poku.
I mean, honestly, having Giddy and Poku and then adding an additional player like that, okay, now you have a team. Right. So I'm pretty excited for what is to come because they have so many levers to pull.
Good word. I think the thing that makes me pause Amen. Is if we got that close and didn't get there fully with Kevin Durant, mm-hmm. that's the thing that's hard is you just like, how do you do it again? If you had one of arguably,
yeah, I was like, that sounded right, but didn't. Like,
that was wrong,
yeah,
but right,
yeah.
Top three players of this era of NBA basketball.
Yeah. I mean, the truth is, Jay, like you have to be incredibly lucky, unless you are the Lakers or the Celtics or one of these other big teams. Like you just have to be incredibly lucky. Yeah. But also, of course, you want to win the title. But if your team competes every year and you make the Western Conference Finals, you know, several different, like lots of runs to the Western Conference Finals, maybe you make the finals, maybe you actually have a chance to actually win it. And you do that over the course of a decade. Like that's an incredible run.
It's is it better to have loved and lost
yeah.
than to never have
but
loved
gonna, before? But what I'm saying is like they're going to set themselves up to at least have a chance.
Yeah, hopefully. Wow. It's 50-50. You just don't know. It could be, could not be.
Mitch Narney always says everything's 50-50.
Everything's 50-50.
You're just in a dark place.
No, I'm not.
Because you didn't get enough sleep.
Today, come on, Jay. It
probably didn't hurt. Help.
Get some more. Arguably.
Arguably. What other terrible things do we want to talk about? Luke, your turn.
9/11 documentary.
That's wrong. It's professional wrestling. What is this? Oh my gosh, I need to go deep right now. This is Deep Dive. Luke, oh man, it's Deep Dive. This past weekend, biggest professional wrestling weekend in a long, long, long time. It was very, very, very good. I bought a pay-per-view. $50.
Wow.
AEW's All
out or all in.
A-N-W's, all in.
A-E-W. Mm. And it was fantastic. So good. They're poaching people from WWE.
Oh.
And it's it was worth every penny.
So the guy who's running, the commissioner or the president mm-hmm. of that, is the son of the guy who owns the Jacksonville Jags.
Yes.
Yeah. And he's like super into wrestling, right?
Yes.
And he knows way more. And he's basically taking advantage of how old McMahon is.
So what's happened is WWE is like cutting costs right now and letting go like really expensive wrestlers to try to sign them on cheaper deals right now. And so anytime he does that, not anytime, but he's kind of just picking them away and saying like, you can come over here. And they just have so much energy right now that they're getting a bunch of people. They, this past year at WrestleMania, Daniel Bryan was in the top match. He headlined WrestleMania. He just left WWE, premiered at AEW at this, wow, at this thing, which is like,
were people pumped about that?
Yes, that would be an understatement. People are very, very excited. But in the last, like,
I don't know who Daniel Bryan is.
He's, well, now he's going by his real name, which is Bryan Danielson.
Oh,
so Daniel Bryan.
I know who he is now. I know.
Bryan Danielson
now.
Did, but they also just got a guy named Adam Cole, and they brought back CM Punk, which is like huge, God, huge
world,
deals,
world beaters.
But I'm just telling you, it's very, very, very exciting. If you are listening to this, you're like, hey, I'd like to check it out, but I don't want to do too much. They have an hour-long show on Friday nights from 9 to 10. You should check it out. It's called Rampage.
The business aspects of that whole thing, WWE versus AEW, is really interesting, though. Because AEW was like a kind of like what? Third tier, second tier wrestling?
It's only been around for 2 years. So, I mean,
what was it before?
There was nothing before. It is became a company. Basically what happened is there was this guy that said, I bet you can't, no one could run a wrestling event that's not WWE and has 15,000 people come.
What is NWO?
NWO?
New World Order.
It's a WWE. It was a WCW thing. Okay. Then it's a WWE thing because WWE bought their old competition.
Okay.
So this guy said no one good could do question. It. These guys who stepped up and did it,
yeah,
and had this event and that many people, and they sold out the arena. And then this guy, the son of the owner of the Jacksonville Jaguars, was like, let's make this, like, let's do this and create our own thing and run a TV show.
Wow.
And they do. And it has been phenomenal.
Chris Jericho's there. They're getting like a lot of the older guys that still have clout and like showmanship. Yeah. Names
like the Paul Millsaps of the world.
Ooh, yeah. Better than that. I would say. Let's see. What would the equivalent be? I don't know.
Who's like, if this is going to be very
Chris
difficult.
Paul, like a Chris Paul.
Andrew, who's a professional wrestler that you know?
The Rock.
Okay.
He's not. He's not doing. Actually, does he still do wrestling events? Every now and then.
Sometimes he does.
See.
Sting,
you did it.
Sting. Do you know Sting?
Yeah.
Sting's in AEW.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. They brought back Sting.
And 65 years old.
And he's like,
is he really 65?
I think he's 64, 63 maybe.
I don't know.
He just had a wrestling match and it was good.
Macho Man?
Macho Man's dead.
Oh, yeah. No.
He just died. No.
This morning. Bonesaw.
R.I.P.
Spider-Man 1.
Oh yeah,
he was Bonesaw.
Yeah,
he was Bonesaw.
Okay. I don't think we can stop talking about it. I know
who is CM. Who's the wrestler that was on Real World or something like that?
The Miz.
Oh, the Miz.
The Miz is WWE for life, though. He's never leaving.
That's so strange that
he's going to be on Dancing with the Stars. The Miz.
Can't wait to not watch that.
I want to watch it. I love the Miz.
All right. Thanks so much, everybody, and we'll be right back after this break.
Have a good day.
This episode is brought to you by Michelob Ultra, the official beer sponsor of the NBA. Want to get closer to the game than ever before? Michelob Ultra Courtside is giving fans the chance to win exclusive NBA prizes and experiences like official gear, courtside seats to an NBA game, and more. Head over to MichelobUltra.com/courtside to learn more.
When you're hiring for your small business, you want to find quality professionals that are right for the role.
That's why you have to check out LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn Jobs has the tools to help you find the right professionals for your team faster and for free. When I was looking for somebody to hire for my team, I had to go to LinkedIn Jobs because you just don't know the quality of these candidates. And the good thing about LinkedIn Jobs, it kind of helps you filter through and find the best people. LinkedIn isn't just a job board. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals that you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. On LinkedIn, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Hire professionals like a professional on LinkedIn. LinkedIn is constantly finding ways to make the process easier. They even just launched a feature that helps you write job descriptions, making the process even easier and quicker. Post your job for free at linkedin.com/dunk. That's linkedin.com/dunk to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply.
And we're back after that quick break.
Hey guys, our first Twitter question comes from at
question. What is up with the words that we're just question. Barely saying right today?
Our first Twitter question.
It's like we're pretending we could speak English. It's like we're a spy.
From at Shay and Giddy, who says, if there was an NBA expansion draft today, who would be the 8 players you would protect?
This is going to be a more difficult question. And it also might be a valid question eventually, because the Sonics are going to come back eventually.
In a Las Vegas team, are they going to bring 2?
I don't know that they necessarily have to bring 2.
How do you have 1 extra in 1 conference?
They had 29 teams for a long time.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Unfair. Speaking of, I watched a lot of Bryant Reeves highlights the other day. Just heads up. He played for the Vancouver Grizzlies, which was maybe the last expansion team.
Bobcats.
Yeah, Bobcats.
Oh, yeah.
Charlotte Bobcats. Yep.
Cool.
Yep. All right.
He was good, man. I forgot. He was a flash in the pan in the NBA, man. But his skill set was very unique. He was shooting jump shots all over the place.
Dude, yeah. Big boy.
His son, here's, you want to know how I got there? His son, I didn't know this, his son walked on at OSU and was on the team and now is at Harvard Law School.
Wow. I know. Smart man.
Smart man. He's also big.
Yeah, but not quite as big. They call him Little Country.
Do they really?
I don't know.
Jay Sean's factoid figure victory.
Shay.
Shay.
Poku.
Giddy. Poku. Dort.
Dort.
Baisley.
You're protecting Baisley right away?
I'm not protecting Baisley yet.
Yeah, we should protect Baisley.
Yeah, I'll let you all go through the rest of the roster.
Trey Mann.
Charlie Brown.
Charlie Brown. No, don't say Charlie Brown.
J-R-E. Because why not? Let's just see.
Jerry, one more.
Hmm.
And we still have not protected. Tao? Yeah, I was going to say, probably is Tao the last guy? What about Ty Jerome?
Nah.
Go around the table.
What do you mean,
would you rather Ty Jerome, if you had to pick?
What's the age difference between those two?
A lot, but Ty Jerome's like good.
Way better right now. Ty Jerome or Tao next year, backup point guard. The other one doesn't play at all. Which one you pick?
Who do you think they're actually going to play is the real question.
Both.
Both. But I would pick Ty.
I would also pick Ty.
How old is he? What's the, you see it right there.
23.
Ty Jerome?
No, that's his number. This is jersey.
He's 20. I think he's 24.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
He just turned 24.
Maladon's only 11 years old, according to my list.
It's his number.
Tao's 20. Tao turned 20 this summer. There's a 4-year difference.
I mean, that's Tao or Ty Jerome? Who's the 8?
Would you rather have a 42% 3-point shooter or a 29% 3-point shooter?
Is there somebody else you would get rid of instead of those two guys? Keep both of them and then let Baisley walk.
You think you'd have to protect Muscala?
No.
All right.
No, he would just act. He would ask to get waived from the other team to come back to the Thunder.
That's right. Aaron Wiggins is another one. Josh Hall, Gabriel Deck, Isaiah Roby, Kenrich Williams. Kenrich would be snatched like that.
Yeah.
He would be one of the guys.
He'd be the Gerald Wallace.
He could be. Although I think Gerald Wallace was much younger.
Wasn't he snatched by the Bobcats, though?
He was.
See?
From the Kings.
Dude, Gerald Wallace was freaking pretty good.
That was the big... He also talked like a didgeridoo.
He did.
He did. This is true. Yeah, I think that's it. I think the guys that you leave unprotected, Muscala, Favors, Kenrich, Gabriel Deck, your two-way guys. And then, like, you really do have to pick between Ty Jerome and Maladone.
I think Thunder in general, Thunder fans in general would pick Teo to save.
I think Teo would, and I think the Thunder would protect Teo as well and leave Ty Jerome out there. And they'd snatch Ty Jerome up like that.
It's weird to think of, like, actually protecting Ty Jerome. You know what I'm saying? Like, I understand it. I would probably pick that right now, too.
Yeah.
But that does not seem like the guy in an expansion draft that you would protect.
Yeah, there's... I mean,
when you have a Teo, like a young guy that you drafted.
Yeah. And things are going to get more complicated next season when you have three... When you draft three more rookies. Or, like, maybe they just bring in two. But even bringing in two to this group, and you have to honestly think about who you would protect in an expansion draft... Like, that's not going to be easy.
I swear to God, Giddy better be good at basketball, man. If he's not, I give him 1 year.
1 year?
1 year.
Give him 1 year.
He's 19.
Second youngest guy in the draft. I give him 1 year.
He's got 1 year to show it.
Is he 19 or 18?
He's 19.
15. Giant baby.
No, he's 18. He turns 19 here.
According to my list, he's 3.
A few days. That's good. That's good.
Man, you got to give him some more time than that.
A 3-year-old already 6'9"?
He's going to play a lot. He's going to play a lot.
You better be good, man.
What do you know about him? I just don't know why.
October 10th. Too much.
Yeah.
I know too much.
Also, training camp starts in 15 days.
Wrong. Andrew was wrong. That's Jay was right. Hold on.
Andrew, I'm sorry. We have to vote you off the pod.
No, we can't. No.
We can't do that.
Well, I'm thinking of media day. It's in 17 days. Usually that kicks everything off.
Oh. Right.
September 28th.
You're right.
Which is most definitely not. I'm an idiot.
Wow. And you got L-Man so pumped
18
up
days.
To throw it in my face.
18 days.
You can't do that to me, man. Let's move on to our next Twitter question.
God. Luke was ready to risk it all.
It's ready. Hey, guys, it comes from... Our next Twitter question comes at the real K Chin, who says, besides Andrew, who from Down to Dunk would you most want to see get hired by the Thunder next?
Probably
Luke, without question.
Headstorm chaser. I get to do the dunks after the trampoline.
You would want to be a storm chaser.
No.
After all these years.
I could save them. I think only I could save them.
Would you want to be legal counsel with the Thunder?
No, but yes.
They need the L-Man creating content for them.
They need the L-Man.
What would you create?
I'd be DJ Boom. L-Man would just put pictures of himself up on the...
That's right.
Jumbotron.
On Instagram.
Yeah, in his fit.
Down to Dort. It's just me. In a Dort jersey.
Jay's voice obviously is very good for that.
Oh, yeah.
Like, if you were the announcer.
You should definitely be the announcer.
We should definitely have a show. Do their TV coverage.
God, it's my dream.
Yeah.
That's your dream.
It's my dream.
Wow. Not your I didn't dream. Know.
It's my dream. I had a dream about it. It was great. I was in my underwear, though. It was very embarrassing. I also had homework due the next day at school, and I forgot to do it, and so I was freaking out.
I also could only move in slow motion.
Yeah, I tried to punch someone.
You have slow motion dreams?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Not always, but sometimes. Really? Oh, yeah.
I try to punch people, but I can't reach them.
Yeah, that one too.
I can't do it.
Oh, yeah.
I've had dreams, like slow motion dreams, where I was like trying to either run to evade something or like trying to protect somebody and couldn't get there fast enough.
Ugh. Is everybody else
There's
in regular
be some
motion?
Sort of psychoanalysis.
There
to this.
Is. There is. There
I don't. Yeah, deep, probably deep everybody else is in regular motion.
I have dreams I can do flips. Like I can jump really high and can do awesome flips.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That's all that AEW stuff, man.
I can't. Then I wake up and I can't do it.
You know, I had a friend.
I used to have teeth falling out dreams. You ever have those?
No.
I had. They're those scary.
These are like classic like psychoanalysis.
Yeah, dreams. I was going to say, Jay, you have
somebody's going to send me a tweet. Hey, buddy, you may need to go see some. Because
you take out your retainer and all your teeth come with it. You're like, oh, that happens to me all the time. God, I hate it. It feels so real.
It does. You wake up and you're like, I'm toothless. Nope, you got them.
No, I still
there.
Got them. Like,
yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I still got them.
What's it called when you can train yourself to control your dreams?
Inception.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Well, anyway, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. You know, how, you know
I had a friend that did that.
You know how you do it?
Yeah, there's like some nightly like regimen that you can do to start like training your subconscious.
This is how I've heard you do it. You take a playing card and you look at it throughout the day, and it's like whatever playing card you pick, whatever one you want. It's always in your pocket.
What this
you
is Inception.
Stop. You look at it.
What would you pick?
You always look at it. Three of diamonds.
Weird.
And you always look at it, and you're like, three of diamonds. And then you get used to it, to where it's like a thing that you're always doing. Then when you're in the dream, you look at it, and you say, this is a dream. And then you start controlling your dreams. And then you have to do whatever you want.
What would you do if you could control your dreams?
That's just so personal.
Oh, some it is. Dark things. Lucid dreaming is what it's called.
Lucid, yeah, lucid that's right. Dreaming. That's right.
Lucid, that's not, is yeah, that it is right?
100% yes. Correct.
Lucid dreaming.
Yes. All
right. Maybe this is one right now. No, you guys didn't fry by my lightning like Emperor Palpatine.
That's what I'm talking about. Luke would do just walk around and fry people. Uh-huh. Just
murdering people with lightning.
Uh-huh.
That's some dark, dark things.
Extremely dark.
Wow.
I'm trying to think of some classic Emperor Palpatine quotes, but I can't.
Yeah, we are not going to be able to help you either. So next Twitter question.
Next Twitter question comes from at Zach Deeg, who wants to know, what would PJ Carlissimo's starting five be for this roster?
It would be Shea at the one, Poku at the two.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
And then he'd probably have Muscala in favor starting at the 4 and 5.
Love it.
And then Baisley at the 3.
Yeah, or Giddy.
Yep.
Yeah.
I don't know one of them.
I don't know. Maybe he's a Giddy hater too, like you. And he doesn't let him play.
Couldn't blame him.
I mean, I'm really excited to just see what this team looks like on the floor together.
Yeah,
like I just want to see I guess that's the point of basketball. But like, what is Giddy going to look like, and what do we see in Poku and Baisley's development? I think that's the thing that's exciting. Is we spent the last 40 games of last season just like praying that it would end quicker.
Yeah,
and there's for me at least some anticipation for at least this being enjoyable watching guys develop.
Yeah,
like I don't think the win total is going to be substantially different, but it's going to be a lot of fun to watch.
The Poku hype is starting to scare me a little bit just because it feels like a lot.
Mm-hmm. Does it?
Yeah, it feels like a
Where
lot.
Where is it coming from?
Twitter.
Hmm.
And you just did an entire Poku podcast.
Hmm.
So that's not helping. But
I went back and watched that Memphis game too.
It feels like a setup. At least the highlights
from that Memphis game that Mikey did a lot of his work on.
God, it feels like a setup.
He has maybe the widest range of highs and lows that I've ever seen in a basketball player.
Yes.
Yeah. And he was the second youngest player in the NBA last year.
Who's like, first?
That's what you have to remember.
Josh Giddey?
He's three.
Josh Giddey. He was 3 years old.
And strangest looking.
Poku?
Yep.
You better take that back.
No. Wow. No, 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 no. Who's stranger looking?
Give me a minute.
Okay.
Boban?
Ooh, maybe.
Oh, that's... I don't know. He's
giant.
Yeah, he is. He looks like an actual troll.
He is an actual giant.
Yeah. There is a movie that they made trolls and they look exactly like Boban.
I think you're talking about the movie Trolls. Trolls World Tour.
I can't remember. Anyway,
movie Trolls, pretty good.
Never seen it.
Yeah,
but
it's True Colors, man.
Yeah,
but it's good.
You would like it.
Hey guys, let's move
on.
It may
get you a little weepy, man.
Trolls?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's cool.
Do you cry?
Do you cry?
When is the last time you cry?
I don't really cry at movies.
You don't cry at movies?
What gets you emotional, man?
What makes you cry?
Crier.
Okay, what was the last thing that made you cry?
A beautiful, beautiful Bud Light.
Beautiful Bud Light. I drank it single tear.
Friday.
I'm not a big crier. I don't know. Okay, I could.
You want to move
you.
On?
He's so. I've never seen Luke so uncomfortable.
I couldn't tell you. I can't remember. I don't know. I don't know.
Wrestling. Okay.
Yeah, wrestling. I saw
Sting's return to the ring.
There was a guy when CM Punk came back, his first like thing back. It was like 2 weeks ago. They just go into the crowd. There's just a guy weeping in the crowd. It was me. All right, let's move on to our next Twitter question. It comes from @JMarude.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service that you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service at any time. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Who wants to know what rules would you recommend for a down-to-dunk fry pod drinking game? He suggests ones where you one drink for every course of my wife.
What, you would never get drunk. You would drink two drinks of your drink.
But he's suggesting
and I'm wasted.
He's saying that there should be more. Like, what are the, other, what are the add, other things?
You put your own thing? Rule.
Okay.
Maybe when Jay repeats a word.
Yeah, that's when a good Jay's one. Or brain shuts down.
Where Jay, there's a moment last week where I was re-listening and Luke says something. What were we talking about? I don't even remember. Luke said something and then the conversation went on and went on. And then I came back and just restated exactly what Luke said because I was clearly not paying attention when he started good. It.
Just when things are repeated. Also, I think that would be one.
Jay innuendos.
Yep.
Yeah.
When we talk over each other,
well, that would be.
Yep.
You're just guzzling alcohol the entire hour and 15 minutes.
I'm trying to remember what we were talking about, but it was Bishop Sycamore, and you were like,
"Oh yeah,
who can even fire the coach? Like, who's the administration?" Yeah. And then like 5 minutes later, I go, "Who can even fire that guy? Who's the administration?" I was reading about it. I was like, what is this?
It is a good question to repeat, though, because it is a wild story.
Yeah. It is a question that needs to be repeated
until
it is answered.
Until it is answered.
I don't know. Just listen to us and drink, especially if you're watching it live and you live in the United States.
A country where it is more acceptable at 6 a.m.
All right, guys. Let's move on to our next Twitter question. It comes from @MasidIt. Who says, hi, Down to Dunk team. Can I ask you all, what is your favorite basketball movie or TV series?
Like a TV series about basketball?
I know so. Luke's It's Juana Man next.
No, that's Eddie.
Eddie's good. Eddie's legit good.
Air Bud is pretty good.
Air Bud's not good.
I have a history.
What is your history?
What does that mean?
Air Bud.
I just have. I have nice.
You've seen it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Saw it when I was a child.
It's probably not good.
Doesn't hold up. No.
So let's walk through what basketball movies exist. You got Space Jam 1, Space Jam 2. Part 2 sucked, by the way.
I didn't see 2. I
haven't seen it.
I didn't think it was very good.
I saw it. It was fine.
It made me uncomfortable.
It was fine.
Space Jam 1, really good though.
Yeah, but I think that's because we watched it when we were younger.
Possibly.
Yeah.
Then you go down the road of like those Disney ones. You've got Hoosiers is not a Disney one, but
you know what
I'm saying? Hoosiers. Yeah. You've got the one for where Coach Carter is one
Coach
of
Carter's
them.
Good.
You've got
Coach Carter.
Is it called Glory Road?
Glory Road. Yeah.
Glory Road.
Yeah. Is that the one where Ben Affleck is an alcoholic?
No, but that is another one. I think that's Geely.
Yeah. are there basketball TV shows? What am I? I would say Freshman's Bel-Air.
White Men
is
Can't
one.
Jump.
Freshman's of Bel-Air is a basketball good. TV show. There's a basketball game. Family Matters, basketball game.
Oh, yeah. Family Matters.
Yeah.
Urkel.
What was the Saturday show?
Inside the NBA?
No. It was a basketball. It was a show about high school basketball. Gosh, why is it escaping me right now? And Reggie Theus was in it, who was the coach. Gosh, this is killing me. Somebody comment.
I'm on it.
Somebody comment. Because I'm getting so upset with myself right now.
Hang time.
Hanging together. Bow, bow. Sharing a dream so fine. Yeah.
Bow, bow.
Why Men Can't Jump? What is the best basketball film?
Blue Chips.
Oh, you also have a He Got Game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I still like White Men Can't Jump better.
Yep.
Oh, what's Jesus Shuttlesworth?
Yeah, that He Got Game?
That's He Got Game, yeah.
I thought that was a different movie.
Miguel Davila says The Office had a basketball game.
Ooh,
technically, true. Yes, it's a basketball
show. That particular one, it's very good. There's so many things from it. It is
very good. Roy versus Jim, man. Kevin, knocking down shots.
I'm watching The Morning Show on Apple TV Plus right now, and they made a reference to Steph Curry. So does that count?
Basketball show.
It's a basketball show.
Basketball show.
It's about, not the best one, though.
It's about basketball.
Yep.
We didn't list, what's the best, though.
Like Mike?
It's hard to
not. Oh, Like Mike. Wrong. The best.
What the about, best like, Kazam?
Kazam. It's not a bat. Is it?
There is basketball in it.
But Shaq plays basketball.
Okay.
Ooh.
That counts.
Blue Chips.
I already said. Drink.
Dang.
Everybody.
Did you say Blue Chips?
Yes.
Oh, dang, he did. Man.
Nick Nolte, Shaq.
Here is the number one basketball movie. Number one basketball movie, man. Is Teen Wolf.
It's Ooh, good.
That's
good.
Number one movie.
Yeah, Teen Wolf is good. Blue Chips is good. I enjoy Blue Chips.
Yeah. If Shaq in Blue Chips changed into a werewolf, it would be the best.
A little surprising, but also good.
It would be a shocker.
By the way, secret of this kid that you found.
You thought this was about recruiting, but actually.
All right, guys, from one great.
And he would ravage people. Like, he would just murder people as a werewolf.
7'2". 400-pound werewolf.
He would not be a friendly werewolf dunking the ball.
You don't know that, but probably. No. Hey, guys, our next Twitter question comes from @_CL12.
Paul Hong said Thunderstruck.
Oh, my God. Andrew was an extra, though.
I was an extra in the movie. That's the only reason I would watch it.
You saw that in the theater?
Yes, I went to the theater to see that.
Yeah, I can.
Well, he's a man of taste.
I can see myself in the movie.
No, and you know what happened, Jay? The alarm went off, and this was, and we had to leave the movie theater. And this was not long after the shootings.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Panic.
Oh,
no. Yeah. It was pretty scary.
Hey, guys. Does it change your behavior in theaters? Like, do you look around?
Yeah, it did.
Are you a little
while.
More mindful when people come in late or?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, I think about
0% has not changed anything.
Luke's going to live forever, though, so he doesn't really worry.
That's right. Hey, guys, our next Twitter question comes from @CL12_ who wants to know, what's your favorite type of tree?
Didn't we discuss before the pod we were not going to talk about this?
That's why Luke asked it.
No, we thought we were definitely going to.
I was testing the waters.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of conversation went on for like 5 minutes.
Okay. So we talked about this. I have two Japanese maple trees in my backyard. Beautiful trees.
Love them.
How big are they?
One of them's pretty big. Mm. Like, not quite that big, which for
the
people...
What you say? That's people, huge.
I said not quite that big, but it's big and it's beautiful.
Wait, is that a Japanese maple?
No. That's the size of Jay's. It's
I
huge.
I do have
no,
Japanese
it's
maple,
I just
but
said
it's,
it wasn't that
it's
big.
It's exactly that size.
Jay, yours is just
might be
massive.
Bigger.
And I've got a smaller one, too, that we just planted.
I have a smaller one.
Sometimes it gets smaller.
In my front flower bed.
Man, they're just so beautiful.
sycamore trees.
I love a good sycamore.
A good oak tree.
A sycamore is a good climbing tree.
It is. A sycamore tree is just like a classic tree. If you're drawing, no, if you're drawing a tree, you're drawing a...
Evergreen, without question, me.
You know what? That's easy. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what my favorite kind of tree is?
The Bob Ross special, dude.
Bonsai.
Ooh, yeah.
Bonsai tree.
You like tiny trees.
Little tiny guy.
You actually got into landscaping a little bit this summer.
Luke's a little tiny guy.
I'm... guys.
Dabbled.
I don't want to talk about it. My neighborhood Facebook group has just started a thing, which I've been wanting them to do, but I have not suggested it. Yard, best yards.
Yeah, yard of the month.
Not really yard of the month. they do it just randomly, but they'll do it best basically yard. That. But it's multiple. Like this one, there were three. They've done it twice. Each time there's three.
Yards of the month.
Uh-huh.
Cool yards.
Yep. Guess who's not part of it?
You.
Me.
You got a lot of work to do.
You got a lot of work.
I know. I
got
to step up my game.
You pay somebody to mow your yard?
Yeah.
Yeah, you should because you're not ever home.
No. But it sucks.
Yeah.
It sucks. I want it.
Well, do some work.
I don't want to do that. I've already done the work.
You gotta put more money into it.
Take one quarter of the time that you're playing video games at home and devote it to landscaping.
Not going to happen.
Okay. Yeah.
I think a redwood is probably the greatest tree.
Yeah, we went to... Muir Woods.
Have you heard about
San Francisco?
Have you heard about the giant tree? What is it? Like a
redwood?
No, like mesas, you know, that are big and flat. Mm-hmm. They used to be gigantic trees.
No,
there's a Facebook community that thinks it's a giant tree conspiracy. Giant tree conspiracy.
Oh my God.
That Alpine. There used to be gigantic trees and giants that walked the land, and that is the proof. Mesas are gigantic trees. They're stumps.
Giant stumps.
Uh-huh.
I like to think about that. I like to consider that.
You should join.
That makes me want to throw up.
Wait, it
freaks me out.
Do you know how big that tree would be?
Huge.
Do you know how small the planet would be?
Big.
If things were that large?
Big, big, big tree. Big tree. Mesa.
Well, I guess the planet would be the same size, just the perspective.
Mm-hmm. Wow. I'd love to hear a sermon about that, Jay.
I'm on it.
Hey, guys. Hey, you see that mesa? Used to be a tree. They don't want you to know.
Book of Genesis.
Wow.
Okay. Adam and Eve used to look like Boban and just stomp around the place.
I'd like to have some kind of fruit tree, like a lemon tree.
Yeah.
Oh.
Hey, guys.
It's always hard because some of those fruit trees, it's hard to get them growing.
You have to have two.
Is that what it is?
Yep.
Why? That's some sermon illustration right there, man.
Oh, like ducks?
Cross pollinate. You got it. Yep. We have two. We have mulberry trees.
Mm.
And we actually know like the former owner of this house, and I guess it didn't bloom until they planted another one.
Wow.
And they started getting mulberries.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
I love the thought of this.
That's true.
Mesa. Tree stump.
Are those pterodactyls in that picture to the left?
Please don't pay attention to that. Look, this is a tree stump from a past civilization.
Any trees you don't
that
like.
Is cool. Yeah.
Bradford pears.
Terrible. Cottonwood. Oh. Just a waste of a tree. Mm-hmm. I've got some cottonwood trees, and they're infuriating.
I love trees, man.
Is the redbud...
Huge tree fan, this guy.
Is the redbud a hard state tree?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. I like redbuds, man.
Yeah, they're fine.
Yep. Love them.
Love.
You don't love
them. Hey, guys, let's move on to our
blue
next Twitter.
Blue spruce. Please.
Magnolia.
Let's move on to our next Twitter question.
I've got one of those, and I have a river birch in my front yard, and both of them are created for the south.
Yeah.
And so they need a lot of rain and a lot of humidity, and so it doesn't do super well in times like this where there's not a lot of that.
In times like these, my magnolia tree dies.
I have a couple willow trees that I really like.
Oh, yeah. Willows
Guys,
are great.
Here we go.
Willow Smith.
This next Twitter question comes from Benelephant King, who says, you can magically add muscle to Poku. However, for every pound of muscle you add, Ludort loses 1 pound of muscle.
Mm.
What do you do?
Oh, 20 pounds?
They can trade 20 easy.
I would transfer all of Ludort's muscles to Poku.
Oh my god.
Poku's out. He's just
You turn Poku into Giannis.
And then they have to wheel out
that can shoot.
They have
to wheel out Dort. That looks like, you know, the SpongeBob's grandma or whoever that
yes.
Benjamin Button.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As a child.
It'd be awesome.
And you just sit him courtside and thank him for his sacrifice before every game.
Thank you for your sacrifice. Was it worth it for this? And it's just the Hulk bounces into the arena.
Because the thing is that you can use literally every muscle on Ludort's body for Poku's upper body because his lower body doesn't need it, right? Mm. It's just his upper body that needs the muscle. And so he would be super jacked.
He would look psychotic.
Does Poku got straight trunks for legs?
He's got trunks, does. Man. Just really? Take a look.
I bet if you, his thighs, like femurs compared to his sternum and spine.
Mm.
I mean, it is weird watching
Maybe they
his
should
body.
Trade the femur for the spine.
He's like an A.
He really is. He really is. Just saying.
Poku,
sorry,
what we're saying. Poku low-key thick.
Oh.
That's what we're saying.
He got a donkey.
He's got that cake. Poku.
Help me. Help.
Poku got a fat old ass.
Help me. Help me.
Do we want more Twitter questions? What
yes.
do we want?
Yeah, give us one more.
Another Twitter question comes from @ Kyle Panabaker, who wants to know, is it too much to ask for one Poku summer mixtape? I want to get irrationally excited.
This is what I'm talking about, the Poku hype.
I'm
scared.
Yeah, I'm actually super cool with not having one because the thing about all of these summer mixtapes is that none of them are real. None of them are reality when it comes to what they can do on the NBA court. You remember, and I was reminded of this yesterday, I was listening to Keith Parrish's pod, Fast Break Breakfast, and they were talking about how John Wall, before like three Wizard seasons where he did nothing, had these like summer mixtapes of him like shooting threes and like showing his speed to the basket and doing all these things against nobody or against people that aren't pros. And everybody was super hyped for John Wall to get back and be John Wall again.
Mm-hmm.
And it never happened. So like, don't believe it.
Yeah.
Like, you can't believe any of it. Like the Bazley stuff, cool. No one was really guarding him. No one is really guarding him.
Yeah.
So we can't use it as like, well, this kind of shows that there's growth there. You know, let's see it in preseason. Let's see it in the first five games of the season.
Steven Adams took a three and made it in preseason. Even preseason games.
Yeah, even leave out preseason. Yeah, that was his first shot. Remember that?
Yeah.
Remember how hyped we were?
It was like a set play.
The very first play, corner three, we never saw it again.
We were like, oh my God, finally. This
changes
happen.
Everything.
This changes.
We everything. Had actual discussions about how everything changes if Steve is shooting and making threes.
I know. And now he's on his third team in 3 years.
Wow. Oh. See?
Oh.
You just don't know. Just leave it alone. Yeah. Just leave it alone. That's all I have to say.
Okay.
All I have to say is, are you miffed and are you
miffed and peeved.
I've had a pretty good week, guys.
I'm not miffed or peeved at all.
Haven't had my car hit. Dude. No flooding at the house.
That's great.
That's great.
Yeah.
Gene Bead.
So, I mean, I went to Brahms yesterday and got 2 gallons of milk.
Okay.
Oh, no.
And the bag held.
Yeah. Faulty bag.
That was Gene Bead. Skipping around with it, swinging it around.
Yeah. Even. Now I'm just like really concerned about that bag.
That particular bag.
And like thinking about a scenario in which you have a baby, right?
And you put it in a Brahms
bag?
Yeah, if, you know, sometimes that has to happen. If like, oh shoot, I forgot my carrier.
No.
No.
Oh.
No.
Mm-mm.
I did that a lot.
I'm a mandatory reporter. You're going to jail. Going to jail. All right.
Oh, man. You miffed?
Am I miffed? No. But I want to be.
Yeah, I wish I had something.
You want to be.
This past week, pretty low-key week.
I just want to...
Quick. It was a quick week.
Very quick.
It was.
Labor Day. That was take Monday off the whole week.
Discombobulated all week.
Thought Tuesday was Monday.
Yeah.
Thought Wednesday was Tuesday.
It was Tuesday. Yep. Thursday. Thought it was Tuesday again.
Got up this morning. Today. Thursday.
Another Tuesday.
Woke up with... There's two Tuesdays this week.
How many freaking Tuesdays did you get past week?
What is this? Freaking Tuesday week? Tuesday? Only Tuesdays?
More like it's Tuesday.
Wow.
You know, they can't all be winners.
True.
As you've probably heard by now, we've teamed up with BetMGM this season. We'll be using BetMGM lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for our listeners each week. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC, and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager with BetMGM. Here's how it works. Download the BetMGM app and sign up using bonus code THEATHLETIC. Make your first deposit of at least $10, place your first bet on any game, and claim your voucher for a one-year subscription to The Athletic. See BetMGM.com for terms. U.S. promotional offers not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 in New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 in Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. First bet offer for new customers only in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Don't forget, if you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager.